Hey guys, back fighting the good fight here on Truth Hurts Radio. Got our guest Og from conspiracycentral.net. And we've just got a few more minutes, Og, and then we're going to go to another break. I guess we got a caller coming in, but I'm probably going to wait till after the break because we've only got a few minutes until the commercial, so there's no point in taking them right now, if you don't mind holding Jerry from South Carolina. But I wanted to finish up the point we were just making before the break about the towers, you know, and particularly Building 7. A lot of people don't realize this. Not only do they not know that Building 7 came down and how bizarre that is, but the fact that that building earlier that year had won an award. You can go to Silverstein's website and check this out, Silverstein Properties, and you'll see that they won an award for the most sturdily constructed building in the United States. It had recently undergone renovations. You know, some of the tenants in the building wanted to be able to bring in huge equipment that would require the floors, you know, to be raised because the equipment is too tall to even stand up in those floors. So they constructed it or reconstructed it, or reinforced it, I should say, so that the building would literally be able to have every other floor removed and still maintain its integrity, its structural integrity. In fact, they found it was even more sturdily constructed than it would be with all of those floors, that they could literally take every floor out and it would be stronger than it was even when it was first built with all the floors there. And yet, in spite of all of that sturdy construction, the official 9/11 story defenders would have us believe that the building was basically made of bubblegum and toothpicks and, you know, we're not surprised it came down the way it did. Oh, give me a break. Go ahead, Og.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I was saying. Sorry, Charles, you'll hear some bells maybe in the background here. It's courtesy of my local Catholic church here.
No problem.
7 o'clock Central European time, so it's a call for the workers to come home for their fields for their dinner, so it's going to ring now fairly loud. But this is what I was saying about the research. Looking back, we know something happened on 9/11, and people are going, looking at, analyzing what went on, researching it from 1,000 different angles, and we're finding this little one. Now, what you just said, I wasn't aware of, which is just, you know, another nail in the coffin of 9/11 report of absolute baloney.
Right, right. And, you know, again,
it's like a lot of these reports. I mean, the president, I mean, he wanted to get Kissinger. I mean, we should have known the minute Kissinger's name was even associated with the 9/11.
Uh-oh, I think we might have lost Og. Oh, boy. I heard him breaking up there. Yeah, we did. Well, we'll bring him back in a second. But I think he was going to mention, you know, the Kissinger being appointed as the director of the 9/11 commission. That was Bush's first choice, and he's right. Absolutely. That fact alone, guys, should make a red flag, major red flag go up. I think he's back. Are you back, Og?
Yeah. Sorry,
good.
The line dropped there. Sorry about that.
Yeah, no problem. No, but yeah, I was just elaborating on your point about Kissinger being the first choice. How ridiculous is that?
Well, I mean, it's not actually, this is how the system, I mean, you put an idiot in charge like Bush, a puppet like Bush, he wants to be surrounded by people that have his mentors that have been, you know, showing him the way for the last 40 years. It was normal, but I mean, that was quickly killed. The idea of putting Kissinger in charge of anything is ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, come on, folks, this guy's an internationally wanted war criminal. He can't step foot anywhere in any South American country. They said they'd arrest him immediately and try him for war crimes. He's a notorious liar, cover-up artist, thief, crook, murderer. I mean, you name it. And Bush chose him, his first choice, to head up the – I mean, what does that tell you? I mean, you know, does this have to be elaborated on? Just knowing Kissinger was his first choice ought to tell you that this whole thing was a cover-up from the start. And it was. That's all it was.
Yeah,
I mean, it was 14 months before they even. What's that?
We'll come back after a break.
Hold that thought,
RBN,
and then we'll.
RBN and mainstream.
Sure, and then we'll take the caller, too, when we get back. Stick with us, folks.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR-1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
Hey guys, back here on Truth Hurts Radio. We're joined today by our guest, Agnia, from ConspiracyCentral.net. And, somebody was just asking me in PM, good question, you know, why didn't they have Kissinger head up the commission? Kissinger stepped down because he said he would have to reveal his business ties as one of the conditions to head the commission. He didn't want to have to do that.
Absolutely.
Man,
well,
I mean,
Charles, even if you look how much money, $1 million is spent on the 9/11 commission, and look at the mega millions is spent on going after Clinton.
Oh, sure. Well, I mean, look at just the shuttle crash. $50 million was appointed immediately, and that commission was set up the day after the crash. But, you know, 9/11, 14 months go by, all the debris is removed and mostly destroyed, and Only then did they finally agree, and they only appointed $9 million for this, for the 9/11 Commission, the biggest crime in American history.
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
you've got to be brain dead.
You've got to be American, and you know, but I think I don't think as many Americans are as brain dead as they were on September 12th. I think a lot of them got educated. I think a lot of Americans from my dealings with whether it be in real life or over the net, that a lot of Americans still don't want to believe. They know it isn't right, but they're still believing in this American dream, which I think is going to collapse. Oh well.
I mean, essentially, it already has. I mean, it's kind of like the earthquake already happened. We're just waiting for the tsunami to strike now. I mean, those major dips that the Dow took the past couple of weeks are just devastating. And then, of course, couple that with the price of oil and gas rising through the roof, and they're not done yet. They're just getting warmed up. It's continuing to rise. It's unbelievable. And, you know, isn't it interesting how they always have the biggest rises in price for oil right around winter time, of course, when the demand is, you know, higher, and
That's supply and demand. The spike it during before the Americans leave for a summer vacation. I mean, supply and demand. I mean, these people are greedy people and they know when to make the most money. But I mean, we're getting gouged here in Europe. The price of gasoline, petrol over here is shooting up. And for me, looking at it, I mean, obviously with petroleum priced in dollars is one thing, but our European currencies, we should be buying the dollar a lot cheaper, so we shouldn't be paying these astronomical prices for oil, but we're still getting gouged.
Of course, it's a complete scam. And you think the leaders of any country are going to do anything or say anything about it? They're going right along with it because they're profiting from it. They get their investments in the oil companies. Anyway, we have a caller. What's that?
Go ahead, Charles.
Yeah, we've got Jerry in South Carolina. Welcome to the show, Jerry.
Today. Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, how are you doing
Hi,
today?
Jerry.
And hello to your guest.
Yeah, what's on your mind, Jerry?
Well, you were just touching on the economy and the world economy and the oil. But I wanted to bring it back to the United States. So are either one of you gentlemen familiar with executive orders?
Sure.
That's written by the president. Is it 60 or 90 days once he writes one up? If it's not challenged by the Senate, Congress, or the American people, it goes into law. Is that correct?
Well, with this president, he does what he wants when he wants, and you better obey it right away or you'll be sent to Guantanamo. I don't think there's any time limits on this guy.
Okay. Well, just this is basically some information for your audience that down, starting with approximately with FDR back in the 30s, executive order FEMA, this is executive order 12148, FEMA national security emergencies such as national disaster, social unrest, insurrection, or, now this is the biggie right here, this is the one I'm most afraid of, national financial crisis. Okay, the orders, I'm not going to read the numbers off, but I'm just going to, you can go, anybody can Google in executive orders and read these for themselves. That this, they run pretty much in series 10995 on. Okay, provides for the seizure of all communications media in the United States. The next one provides for the seizure of all electrical power, petroleum, gas, fuels, and minerals, both public and private. The next one provides for the seizure of all food supplies, resources, public and private, and all farmlands and equipment. The next
You know one, who drafted those up, don't you?
It was over a series of times, series of presidents that did these things.
Yeah, well, the FEMA executive orders, though, which is what you're quoting, that's that was Oliver North.
Right. But I'm getting to the real nitty-gritty now. This is where it gets really scary at. The next one provides for the seizure of all means of transportation, including personal cars, trucks, or vehicles of any kind, and total control over all highways, seaports, and waterways. The next one provides for the seizure of all American people for workforces under federal supervision, including splitting up of the families if the government has to. That's Executive Order 11,000. That I've just read that quote for quote.
Yeah, you'd have to go to your local post office and then
right,
from there.
Right, that's the next one. It says provides for government seizure of all health, education, welfare functions, designates the Postmaster General to operate a national registration for all persons under this order, you would report to your local post office to be separated.
And it's obvious what that's about, too, because at that point, they'd have people shipped all over the place this way, that way. Nobody would know where anyone went, so nobody would know what the fate was of all the people that were shipped off. You'd never hear. The media would act like, you know, nothing happened, like
right.
It's no big deal.
Right.
Oh, yeah, your neighbors are over here in Sector 7, and in reality, what they're doing is executing people that have been questioning the government.
Now, I this is just a rumor. I don't have any facts to back it up, but I heard that there was with Katrina, when they started busting these people out, a lot of them disappeared and never showed back up. you remember the Hurricane Katrina when they were busing these people out of the, once they finally got buses in there and they started busing them to different areas?
Yeah.
I heard that a lot of them came up missing and no one really knows where they're at. And they're kind of keeping that hush-hush. But
I think we can take a safe shot guess at that, wouldn't you say, Og?
absolutely.
But, yeah, 9/11...
I mean, the whole post-Katrina policy, I've pointed this out many times in the show, and I'll continue to do so, because this is a major fiasco that most Americans still aren't aware of. That was an ethnic cleansing policy. They mass murdered God knows how many thousands, we'll never know, simply by not allowing food to get in and not allowing people to get out and get food or water for 8 days. We'll never know how many people died from starvation and dehydration then.
And that should show the American people.
I think we can read a lot more into it, that it was actually in your face. This is just the start. Get used to. We have the FEMA. You have the FEMA camps already. Interesting that the caller mentions that everyone has to report to different to post office, and then you're going to a camp. The plans are already there. I was just reading up on that executive order 11,000 signed by Kennedy in 62. But this has already been. I think more the fiasco letting. You know, what was interesting when FEMA eventually came in, the first thing they did was not give people water and food, was confiscate the guns, the privately held, legally held guns.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say was that is the there's two things that's a thorn in their side right now. One, the American population is heavily armed. Two, the internet is a big thorn in their side also, because of shows like this and other shows that bring out. The real truth that the mainline media doesn't bring out. There's just two other points I'd like to touch on, then I'm going to...
Sure.
Because you probably have other calls.
First point, there is another one.
First point I wanted to touch on was that I don't understand it. I told a guy one time, I said, look, technically you never really own your own home. And he says, my home is bought and paid for. I don't make any house payments. I says, but do you really truly own your home? I said, not really. I said, don't pay your property taxes 1 year and see what happens.
Yeah.
You know? He got mad at me.
And for a lot of seniors.
He got upset with me, and I said, look, if you don't pay your property taxes, the state will come and confiscate your home. I said, you literally live in a feudal system. And he got mad at me for telling him the truth. The second point was, I was outside one day, and we were doing a cookout, and I told my son, you know, I said, look up there. You see those trails up there? I said, they're spraying. He got mad at me. He says, you've been telling me this crap for so many years, blah, 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 you know. And when you tell people and say, look, there it is, they get angry. They get upset with you. I mean, it's crazy.
Oh, yeah, well, you should have told them, yeah, and that's why you can't understand what they're doing, because you've been breathing that stuff for too long.
You know, it's amazing that when people are confronted with the truth...
Hey, you know, forget the chemtrails. Tell him to pick any random box of cereal off his shelf in his house and read the ingredients. I mean, they're poisoning him through his food, poisoning you through your drinking water.
Absolutely.
I try to talk to some... Some people are receptive. Some people will listen and actually, you know, say, hey, man, you know, you got something there. But then there's some people... I mean, you show them the truth, you know. For example, the fellow I told about, you live in a feudal system. You never really own your own home, because if you don't pay those property taxes, they're going to come take your home from you. And he got mad with me. You know, and it's amazing that, well, it's satisfying, and then in a sense it's real frustrating that you do your best to try to wake people up, and then... And when you say, hey, you know, it's like somebody's asleep and you wake them up and say, hey, it's time to get up. And they want to try to swing at you and hit you, waking them up. And you say, well, wake me up at such and such time. And they get mad at you for waking them up.
Yeah, there's some people who really actually don't want to. They want to live in a fantasy world, and they resent you for waking them out of their artificial, you know, happy little utopia that they're living in. I think they suspect there's something wrong, but they don't want to be woken up. Anyway, we've got to go to
they're
a break. Did you want to hold on?
Right.
I'm sorry?
Yeah. Did you want to hold on, Jerry, after the break?
That's basically what I had
to say. Okay, great. Yeah, thanks for calling, because we've got another caller. We'll take him when we get back. Okay,
folks.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Joined today by Og, short for Ognier, from conspiracycentral.net. And we've got another caller on the line, Malcolm from Chicago. Welcome to the show, Malcolm.
Hello, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going, man?
Pretty good. All right, yeah, thank you for having me on. I want to make a point. I want to tell you what I discovered about a report that it was on NBC concerning the rebroadcasting of 9/11. But before I get in that, could I make a comment for the other caller who just called in?
Sure.
Yeah, he was saying how when he was trying to reveal some truth to some people, they would get upset. And I just wanted to share what I discovered, because I went through the same thing that he went through. What I discovered is that people, I got a friend who I grew up with, and he, you know, me and him both went to the same grade school, high school, except he went to the military for 6 years, came back, got all these medals and certificates and stuff. And when I was sharing with him some of these, you know, what's happening in the government, some of these frauds within our system, sort of pulling his coat to the things that I researched and showing him the sources behind this stuff, he got upset basically because he felt his intelligence was being challenged. He believed that these certificates he got from school and the military, which told him he passed the basic skill test and he, you know, he knew it all, that they were rewarding him because he already knew everything. And so
I'm the educator, and if that was true, they would have told me.
Right. Right. So I think that's the big problem with that, when you get some people that get really upset when you show them some things that they haven't been exposed to in school. So, I think that's part of why they get mad.
Absolutely. Interesting. I'd agree with that. I think some people lack of knowledge, and I think they might take it on a personal level that you are questioning their you know, what they understand. I think that's a valid point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pride factor.
Mm-hmm. And this is a point on the NBC news rebroadcast that I tried to tape it the second time it came around. But anyway, they rebroadcast the news report of the World Trade Center's buildings burning. Tom Brokaw, when the first building collapsed, Tom Brokaw said something interesting. He said, well, those buildings are going to have to be demolished or destroyed due to the fire anyway. Okay? And that's when the first building came down. Now, they rebroadcast that same thing later on that day, and I was going to record it. But when they came around to that part, they edited it out.
Mm-hmm. Well, there were a lot of statements made by a lot of anchormen that morning, you know, that, wow, this looks just like what you'd see when they bring a building down deliberately, you know, like when they use explosives, and that
Dan Rather. Dan Rather said that. But Tom Brokaw said it was going to be destroyed, and the other building was still burning. The other building fell. So how would he know it's going to be destroyed? You see?
Oh, well, there were firemen shouting out to people to clear the area. Building 7 is going to explode. They actually said that. They said, this building is going to explode. Everybody get back. The building is coming down.
Right. And like, how did they know that, you know? And Tom Brokaw, and another lady, I think her name was Kate Kirtland, man, they just sound like absolute robots reporting that. And you could just see how
they're reading off a script sheet.
Right. You could see how they filtered out all the real things that was actually happening on Ground Zero with the people going through a panic. They filtered that out, and you just heard Tom Brokaw and this lady reporting, and they sound like absolute robots with no emotion at all with what was going
on. Og has had quite a few real, and still does. You can go to conspiracycentral.net and just type in media, and you'll see all kinds of very interesting downloadable you know, documentaries on you know, media control and how it works behind the scenes. It's there's no question about it, guys.
Or even better, Charles, we had an uploader earlier over the last year or so that has uploaded every minute of 9/11 from, you know, 8 minutes into 9/11 when TV started, you know, broke the news on CNN and Fox and whatever, up until the following day from NBC, ABC, CNN, Fox News. And if you do come to our tracker, just type in 9/11, and you'll see these are from the archives. A lot of these you can't find anymore on the actual TV station website. They removed them, and which is very interesting. We put them up, and I mean, we're talking about big files. A gigabyte file takes days to download, and it might be, you know, 9/11, 8:53 a.m. till 10:24. And there's one interesting one where they have the screen is split in two. The audio is left or right. You can switch audio from either CNN or ABC. We do have it recorded, and what was interesting, they came out from the archives of 9/11. We do have them. They're in public domain. We have them, for example, on our BitTorrent, conspiracycentral.net tracker. You can get them. Was we caught the BBC announcing Building 7 coming down 24 minutes before it came down.
Yeah. I've seen that one, yeah. Uh-huh.
Were you the guys that brought that to light?
Well, you know, even it probably came out on our tracker first. You know, we do have a reputation. Saddam Hussein's execution, we were the first website to get it. It was released to our tracker very shortly after the assassination of Saddam Hussein.
Wow.
So people bring it to, you know, people come and just might upload one clip or something that they feel is very important, which is great.
See,
because we haven't sent it in the public domain.
This is the way to catch these monkeys with their pants down. You record stuff live whenever some major event occurs, and then you watch how the story changes in the coming months. But, you know, 9/11 live reporting was filled with stuff like this.
Yeah, good. After your break.
Yeah, I tell you what, we got to go to a break. Yeah, hold that thought.
Okay.
Stick with us.
Okay, all right.
We'll be right back. Yeah.
We'll be right back. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
Hey guys, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio, where we're tired of playing in foolish games. We've got our guest Aug on today from conspiracycentral.net, excellent BitTorrent website. Go there and download just about anything you can imagine. Pertaining to exposing government corruption, alternative medicine, health, science, you name it, it's all there. 4,500 files there are available for download, and there's new stuff being added all the time. And we still got Malcolm on the line. Yeah, did you have any more questions or comments, Malcolm? Kind of got cut off there, huh? The break
game. I do. I wanted to share something with him, and also if somehow I could, you know, maybe fax him this information that I got. And it's concerning John F. Kennedy. As you know, he was shot November 22nd, 1963. That's the official report of the date when he was assassinated, was the 22nd of November. And about, I think, 12:30 that afternoon. And then, as you know, after he was shot, he was taken to the hospital. And then all these other events with Johnson and them catching Oswald took time to develop. Well, I have a newspaper. It's the Chicago Daily News. That newspaper, which I researched, used to come out, that paper used to come out in the mid-morning, about 10 o'clock in the morning. Okay, it has headlines, November 22nd, and it has Kennedy being assassinated. It has Oswald being booked for that. It has Oswald's Marine and Russian background, everything about Oswald reported in there. It has Lyndon Baines Johnson being sworn in as the vice president. It also has an article of Kennedy's body being put in a wooden coffin and taken back into Washington, D.C. And it has an article in there about his brother, Robert Kennedy, coming to, being with Jacqueline Kennedy to receive the body of his brother. Now, all this happened with it. Is reported on the morning of the 22nd, when supposedly he hadn't even got shot yet until, you know, 12 o'clock that day. Now, you can't make this stuff up. I got it. I got the paper. I'll fax it to you, because that's something you're going to have to explain. Because how could this newspaper have all advanced recording of all this information if it hadn't happened yet, unless it happened maybe a few days before they told the public?
Yeah, and I'm sure LBJ was taking Kennedy's picture down at the White House and putting his up too.
You know.
Well, I mean, if you just look, it's not very difficult to understand. There are only about three companies in the world that release information, which is they called the wires. So if you manipulate the companies, which you know a certain group of people that own mainstream media. The bankers, basically, they released the information. It was already very good points from the caller, but it's very easily done. And, you know, this is well before the time of the Internet, and they caught us. And most people looking back say, oh, they made a mistake. These people make mistakes, and it's up to the researchers to pick them out. But even still, you know, still going back 40-odd years, who are we going to arrest for it?
Yeah.
It's taken too long. It's taken way too long. It's just that the American psyche got hit. They killed the president. My own mom, for Irish people, you know, America is very very important to Irish people in general. But most Irish people that were alive will tell you exactly where they were when Kennedy got shot. They know exactly what they were doing. It was a huge moment in history, like 9/11. But it's gone, and nothing has happened.
Well, that's the problem. We haven't done nothing. I mean, there's crimes within the Constitution. I mean, there's a fraud and a hoax that within the Constitution you can charge crimes against, you know, certain people or organizations for doing these things. It's just that the people who are supposed to be representing our law enforcement and representing our government, you know, they don't have the backbone to really want to do the things, and we lazy and we don't push these things to happen. So it's not that it can't happen; we haven't forced anything to happen.
Yeah, but I think with, you know, with the 9/11 coming up, the internet and you know, a revival, an awakening for a lot of people. They'll have to come up with something more spectacular in the future, and that we'd buy it. I mean, I just can't see them bombing Iran or something. Maybe Israel could. That would be a surprise. But I mean, they'd have to really come up. I think a lot of people are waiting. What are they going to do next? And we know they're going to do something.
Yeah. Well, Charles.
They're not going to let this year go by until the end of this scumbag's term without doing something over there. I mean,
Charles, I think you said it earlier. You said it earlier in the broadcast. Every time there's something up, that they're signing more criminal laws and whatever, they're planning something, they'll whip out the superstars and the crap on television, and they'll blindfold a lot of people. And I think the next time you're watching and there's a big scandal with some superstar, I always ask the same question: what are they up to now?
What are they distracting us away from?
Yeah, exactly. You know, who's pulling the strings on Bush this time? What do they want them to do this time? So they're always up to something, and it's, you know, as you said, it comes around over weekends, which is unusual for news to break late on a Friday evening. But it feeds into, it gives them, you know, Saturday to digest, to get feedback, and then you get all these criminal politicians and crooks going on Sunday chat shows in the U.S. defending, you know, undefendable situations and just spinning it. But when you have the TV companies that are allowing, you know, criminals, AIPAC lobbyists on, you know, running their shows, you have to question the whole mainstream media.
Which is
a point I want to bring up about RBN. It's a great... It is a great station. We get a lot of shows. Michael Piper be very popular with our tracker. a lot of different shows will show up on our tracker. I'm sure this one will as well, Charles. But, you know, thank God we do have RBN. I'm not a big fan of GCN myself, the Alex Jones crowd. I think there is a difference. And, you know, we're encouraging more people to get into these little networks and build them up. You know, well done to Stad Miller for keeping this going.
It's high time. Just 1 second. It's high time that people, you know, wake up and realize that the media is a major player in this big fiasco. They could not get away with what they're doing except the media covered their trails. Yeah, go ahead, Malcolm.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask him because he just, you know, give me again his email address so I could send him some information, because I also got
Can get it right off of the website if you just go to conspiracycentral.net. The contact info is right there.
Right.
Just come to conspiracycentral.info, sign up for the forums, and go into introduction, and you know, make a little post saying, hi, it was on the RBN show. Don't worry, we'll pick it up.
Glad
to get your information.
Because I also got Martin Luther King stuff, too, and he it's evidence that he wasn't assassinated on that particular date that was reported to the public, too. April 4th, it was a complete hoax. But I'll send you that information. And thank you for letting me on.
If you come to our forums, we have a forum called Assassination and Mysterious Suicides. Be a great place to post it.
Okay, Assassinations and Mysterious Suicides.
Yeah, it's conspiracycentral.info, and you have to sign up to post.
Okay. All right, well, thank you
very much.
All right.
Yeah, thanks, Malcolm, for the call. Mm-hmm. Call anytime. Yeah, I must confess, I've gotten a lot of ideas for my shows off of Conspiracy Central, most of which I haven't done yet, but, you know, I just download documentary or something, and as I'm listening, I'll take notes and, you know, put a show together based on that great information.
That's the beauty of it, Charles. I mean, there's a lot of, we're very big. A lot of the big stuff is, you know, the audios from the different radio shows, whether it be Alex Jones, not so much because the GCN don't want us putting their audio feeds on our tracker, so, you know, respect their copyright. A lot of these different radio show hosts, and we get them, and they're, you know, very much appreciated. But what's interesting, if you combine the forums and the tracker, people will mention something, which I often do, and I go, someone recently on your show, Daryl Bradford Smith from I Am The Witness, somebody mentioned something about him on the forums today, and I went back and I downloaded one of his audios from 2006, and it gives you can still get it from the tracker, although we did have a little problem with DBS and our tracker at some stage, but that has been removed, that you can actually go back, listen to it in your own time, and when you do re-listen to certain things or reread a certain book or something, you will understand it more and be able to put it better into perspective, which is the idea of the tracker is a library of information. We don't charge or anything. We don't make any money from it. We've barely survived. No Hollywood, no mainstream media, no copyrighted material. We do remove, you know, if people say, well, I don't like my clipping up on your tracker, remove it. If they are the owner, we remove it fairly quickly. But it is a library of information. I do encourage people to go there, download as much as you can, and share it. Obviously, it's a BitTorrent tracker, which is, you know, you should give one-to-one. You take something, you should share it on before stopping your upload or your download.
Yeah, there you go. it's quite a resource. Like I said, I go there every day. And on average, you've got at least 10 or 20 new postings on there every day.
Yeah, so. I've uploaded a lot of them in my time. What I would say is, just to give you an idea, we've had 2 million visitors in just over a year. So we might only have 60,000 official members, but the people that come there is enormous. People are looking for alternatives because they just are not believing the mainstream media, and they're looking for, you know, a different perspective. You'll find stuff on our tracker that will cover the Holocaust, cover people like David Irving, Gamma Rudolph, that you won't find anywhere else because, you know, they're black sheep of society and no mainstream. And on the tracker, I mean, we don't say, oh, you can't put up this and you can't put up that. We have some rules, no copyrighted material, we have a banned list, don't put up mainstream media, no Hollywood movies, no music, definitely no music, we don't get any hassle with the MPAA. And we keep our track of people do come, you know, idiots come and post stuff and we'll delete it straight away. But, you know, come there, get it, and, you know, listen to it in your own time and help you do your own research, as you said yourself, that, you know, you pick out bits and pieces that'll give you ideas for a show. We have our own little radio station going, Radio Consen, Radio Conspiracy Central, which is usually on every Sunday evening, Central European time. It's recorded in a podcast, not in a live format. And we have other, we have several users from the forums, conspiracycentral.info, doing shows. I'm one of them. And we're not afraid to talk. We don't have the publicity like we have here on RBN. But we're not afraid to call a spade, or some of us aren't. And we're trying to educate a lot of people. I'm maybe a little bit blunt and straight into it. There's a problem. There's a huge problem with the banking system in America and what it actually controls, and what they've done since, you know, since they've taken control of the system. So there are alternative networks. Radio Conspiracy Central Network is building up. We're not planning on, you know, getting into mega books. It's just a truth movement based on the users. Trying to get the truth out there. You know, interesting that one of the callers said, you know, if you tell people what's really going on, they get in your face and they don't like it. And that's one of the problems that we come across. So it's better to, sometimes people have said it, you know, give them a DVD, come to our tracker, download a movie, burn it to a DVD or to a CD and give it out. A lot of people do that, to give out a lot of DVDs. You know, we had it all the way through a Loose Change for several years. We had a huge movement build up around Loose Change, and people were giving out thousands and thousands of DVDs, which did help wake a lot of people up.
Well, you know, if what we're saying is so wrong, that's conspiracy nuts, you know, why would they be after us to silence us? I mean, come on, folks. This is the old trick going back to the Dark Ages. You know, you will be silent. You will not question our authority. So you got arrested just for speaking your opinion, and that's what they're doing today. It's the same thing. You voice your opinion, and you know, they'll call you crazy, and then they'll arrest you. You know, they're coming up with laws now, like, you know, S-1959, to shut people up. That's all that is designed to do, is to silence people from expressing their opinion. So is it so wrong what we're saying when they want to silence us? That makes me want to question things all the more if they tell me to shut up.
Well, that's, you know, that's exactly what I said. You know, don't look into the Holocaust. I mean, it's a red flag to look into it, and you'll find discrepancies all over.
Sure.
I don't think they can shut us down, because we can, the internet, we can set up a podcast anywhere. They can't trace everything. We outnumber them a million to one. A million to one. And we need to start getting, you know, getting some cojones here and standing up and say, this is not on. We're tired of this. We don't want no more wars for Israel. No, we don't want lose more American boys and girls going over to fight silly wars that it might be for oil, it mightn't be. And you get all these different intellectuals saying, well, it's really for the oil, and others will tell you it's for Middle East control. Who cares? America, take the Ron Paul attitude. Get back. Get home. You know, stick to, you know, end this globalization. But the thing is, we have all of these things going on. 9/11 attacks, the war, you know, more wars in the Middle East, oil prices going up, banking fiascos going on. You know, it's funny, this the subprime mortgage that these companies are now going to have to pay out between 40 and 50 billion to keep afloat and whatever. But they don't say how much money these crooks made from it when they were selling these policies and subprime,
right,
and all these crafty loans. It was interesting, I was reading on the tracker that the amount of houses being repossessed in the States, that a couple of people have argued. They said, well, if you're the bank that owns my house, show me that you have the deed of that house. I'm not so sure if that's the word you use in the States. Show me the paperwork that proves it. But some of these subprime mortgages are repackaged and sold on to different companies that they can't even find the original draft or the deed of the home. And people are fighting back saying, you can't prove, because you don't hold the piece of paper anymore, because you sold it on to the New York gangsters, the money market Wall Street, these criminals, and they packaged it. No one has this anymore, and it's good to see some Americans fighting back.
Yeah, finally, people, hopefully it's not too late. It's not too late at this point, but I mean, the momentum seems to be, it's not turning fast enough, let's put it that way. People are waking up, but I hope it's not too little too late. But, you know, it's not just waking them up. You've got to get them motivated. I think enough have woken up, to be honest with you, but it's getting them to do something now.
Yeah. Well, I was reading there a while ago. You know, some of the awakened people are the biggest sheep out there. You know, they woke up to 9/11 and just gone back to it. They said, okay, well, you know, they got us on that one. You know, let's lets me worry about paying off my house and my car and, you know, the kids' holidays and schooling and whatever, and they've just come back. They realize that 9/11 was an inside job, but just can't handle it. So they're not awake as such.
Definitely not,
you know, prepared to go on and do a bit more. I think a lot of people, myself included, came in, you know, via the 9/11 attacks. There are a lot of people out there that are trying to make a difference, whether it be Conspiracy Censor with our forums or with our BitTorrent tracker or with our own radio podcasts and whatever. We're trying to, you know, show an alternative and independent. I mean, I'm in Central Europe here. You know, what's happening in the States, I have no... I have great respect for the American people, but they're just being sold down the toilet, and America is going down big time. And you know, what can I do? What do I just shut up and say, oh, well, you know, stuff happens, or I can actually come on and try wake a few people up and say, listen, you really want to, you know, wake up here. There is, you don't look at just all the smaller things. There's a lot bigger things going on. Look at the state of Washington, not even part of America, and these guys make the laws.
Yeah, step back, folks. Look what's happening. The nation's on fire. It's time to put the fire out and catch the arsons and put them behind bars. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Guys, welcome to Two Thirds Radio. Got a few more minutes left here with our guest, Og from conspiracycentral.net. Did you have anything else you wanted to plug, by the way? Do you have any other websites or any other have you ever come out with any publications or anything like that that you wanted to plug?
Well, obviously the ones that I look after myself that I'm an administrator on, conspiracycentral.net, conspiracycentral.info. There are a few other sites I'd like to plug. Wake Up From Your Slumber is one, very interesting site. Want to find out about Zionism is one site I'd recommend. I also recommend Daryl Bradford Smith, I Am the Witness site. I've had my differences with him, but the site has some very good information. Maybe shock a few people. I'd also like to thank a site, bewareofthis.info. It's a cache server. I don't know what my definition is. Bewareofthis.info. You get a lot of very alternative stories there on a cache server. So basically, you get a page from Reuters or from any newspaper online, and you don't actually have to go visit their sites. So there's no tracking. It's on a cache server, which is interesting. There's some excellent stuff. There are, I do actually work and I have family and dogs and spend a lot of time on Conspiracy Central. So there are a lot of other sites I look at, but they're the main ones I look at for the moment. I mean, I look forward to having some more time off and doing more research. I mean, I go visit the 9/11 sites, 9/11 blogger. There's a lot of the sites now have got so big, and there's so much a mixture of disinformation with the information. It's hard to weed out. And as I said, 9/11 is gone for me. I'd rather prepare for the next attack against us. They're taking away our freedoms. An interesting story there, just breaking on conspiracycentral.info, is about it's being confirmed that the NSA track all mobile phones in the States. It's so official now, coming out in the Washington Post. Sure. But most people know they need a warrant. These people don't need warrants. Look who's controlling the IP, the internet network. Look who's making all the billings for telephone calls in the U.S. All criminal. I mean, even Fox did a story on these criminals, and they're still doing it. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. No one's saying anything about it, doing anything about it. They're criminals, guys. Absolute criminals. Tell you what, we got time for one more call. We got Mike in New York. You there, Mike?
Hi, Charlie. Thanks for taking my call. Hi, great show, guys. I'd just like to also follow up. Can you hear me, guys?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Sure. Oh, okay. On 9/11, I also caught the newscast with Tom Brokaw. I wish I was taping it. I'm kicking myself that I didn't, because he stated live on the air that we shot the plane down over Pennsylvania.
Oh, you're kidding.
Oh, yeah. And then he retracted it 5-10 minutes later. So I just wish I had that on tape.
But wasn't it interesting on all the, I remember I was driving home from work. We're 6 hours ahead of New York time, and I was home in the afternoon. And I went from Sky to CNN to Fox. I went to all of them. And then, they had different ABC and NBC coming in with different clips. Wasn't it amazing that all the people that had on, their guests on, were all experts, and they're also, the tremendous heat from the fires brought the building down. And these people were idiots. They don't know. They're not, engineers or scientists, but they were...
Right, they already had it figured out.
Fox News expert. Where did these people... Did they just pull the first guy off the street?
They're good script readers is what they are.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, anyway, that's all the time we got, unfortunately. Thanks, Og, for coming on. Keep up the great work. I love your website.
Cheers,
thanks, Mike, for the call. And, yeah, we got to run, folks. But tune in tomorrow, another great guest, and we'll see you then. Take care, folks. Have a great day.
With recent internet.